We are holding our annual clinical outreach, courtesy of the partnership we have with our Member of Parliament, Honorable Superman Duanzira, where we are able to visit about 12 clinics inside 2 days in Nyanga District, and that will be on the 27th and the 28th of August. So on the 27th of August, we will be running clinics at Mount Melary Clinic, Nyatate Clinic, Ruchira Clinic, Tombo Clinic, Gairezi Clinic, and Nyafaru Clinic. These clinics will run from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, 28 August, we are at Dombo Clinic, Spring Valley Clinic, Erin Estate, Claremont Estate, Nyarumburwe Clinic, and Nyajezi Clinics. Again, the clinics will run from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will be supported by a total of 15 doctors who are coming in from Harare, Shurugi, Mutare, and also Asinyanga District. And we also have 10 nurses from the district hospital to support the outreach. So we are calling on everybody who is unwell to come and meet doctors, so that they can be able to be assisted with medication, with diagnosis and suggested tests. And if there is need for any specialist care, we will arrange surgeries for this patient at Nyanga District Hospital.
How long have you been having these clinics for, and what would you say has been the response to your previous clinics?
So these clinics are annual clinics. They are held once a year, and they are really meant to increase access to affordable care, because one of the biggest challenges we have in Nyanga District is that many of our patients cannot access a doctor to get a consultation, and this is largely because of the remoteness of the areas where they stay in, and also the economic issues where they do not have enough money to be able to travel to hospitals to be able to meet the doctors. So these outreach clinics have really been overwhelming. We have had them annually from 2012, and whenever we get to the outreach clinics, they are usually oversubscribed, and doctors are working all day in order to be able to attend to each and every patient who comes in for these outreaches.
So for those that would like to actually attend the clinics, what do they need to do? Are the clinics free of charge? Do they need to register, or what do they need to do?
The clinics are free of charge. Patients can register ahead of time, but because most of our patients are actually in remote areas, what we just need is the message to get to them. So various platforms are being used to be able to deliver the messages. We expect to meet with the patients at the clinic. Even if the patient is not registered or does not have a booking, they will be attended to, and these clinics are entirely free of charge. There will be absolutely no cost for them to be attended or for them to be able to be given medication.
What are some of the common diseases that you're seeing people in your constituency actually suffering from, that you hope that people will come in and, you know, get diagnosed and get some treatment?
Okay, on a lighter note, the constituency does not belong to me. It belongs to the Member of Parliament, Honorable Manduanzira. I am only a medical doctor working in Nyanga. But to your question precisely, the most common ailments that we have in terms of chronic ailments, we do have high numbers of hypertension. We also have diabetes mellitus. We also have arthritis. We are also seeing cancers coming up in terms of numbers. And these are prostate cancer, breast cancer, and cervical cancer. We also have HIV-associated illnesses, complications of HIV infection. And we also have acute illnesses like malaria and generally other fevers like gastroenteritis.
If some people in Nyanga are listening right now, what would you say has been the major cause of some of the diseases that you're talking about? What can people in the rural areas do to lessen their chances of getting some of those diseases?
If we are to speak of the cancers, I think one big problem is that we don't do much of screening for cancers. So what we are now encouraging to the people who are listening is that they should be able to present to the clinics and to the hospitals and really ask routinely to just be checked for prostate cancer, to be checked for cervical cancer, to be checked for breast cancer. There are some simple screening tools which can be used, which are nail examination. And then in the same cases with hypertension and diabetes mellitus, I think it's to do with people not being screened a lot. But we also have issues of diet. Yes, we do have cases where sometimes people run short of food, but we do have those that have. And we also have many cases of people who are on the overweight or obese side. And we are seeing that many of these are the ones who have illnesses like hypertension and diabetes mellitus. And then for acute illnesses like gastroenteritis and malaria, again, I think the answer will be prevention. We need people to sleep under nets. We need people to have their houses sprayed. We need people to use safe water from protected water sources.